Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was good.
Guys, Happy New Year, guys. First of all, Rusty, please, can I tell them Happy New Year?
Happy New Year, guys. Everyone had Rusty, a nice...
What'd you say?
Everyone had a nice Christmas, everything.
Guys, I'm so sorry, man. This guy is making it feel as if we are begging him a bit. Rusty, please tell them Happy New Year.
Okay. I did complain.
That's true. Guys, you guys are not complaining, man. So this boy will just be going rogue. Guys, please let us know what you feel. Don't worry. The pod is going to be going to YouTube 2021, guys. The support has been crazy. And I'll do my best to make sure we put it out on social media. So you guys and your countries are clearly represented. Guys, 2021 is going to be a big year. And I appreciate you guys for joining this journey since 2019. And shout out to the guys that need to be shouted out to. And guys, today we have a topic. The last time me and Rusty came on and spoke about something to do with Nigerian entertainment, we really had a good time. Fam, today we are going to talk about FCs. That doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah, you're like, come on, Dills, what are you talking about? FC, what? Football club, what? Fam, in the Nigerian music industry, when you hear FC, you have to pick one. Are you a Wizkid FC or are you a Davido FC? Basically, who do you stand? Tunde, please, can you shed more light on what being an FC actually means?
Well, as I said, hello, guys. Let me say proper now. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, FC, yeah. FC is just about... Okay, FC actually ideally means football club. Am I right?
Yes, you are right, ideally.
Okay, cool. But FC in, like, this context, in the whole Nigerian context or whatever, means, like, a fan. Yeah, basically.
Fan
but
club,
I think it goes deeper than a fan right
now.
Oh, God. It goes deeper than that. I'm looking for a word to describe it.
Guy, fanatic, stands. Fanatic.
Yeah, stands, yeah.
Dude, guy,
yeah,
these guys can fight on top of skin and give those head.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's gone to another level right now.
Wow. Guy, why did it even start? Why?
Why did it start? Is the rivalry between Davido and Wizkid?
Guy, is there a rivalry?
Well.
Guy, you don't want to get me seen today.
Nah, fuck that. What I'm saying is, I would say that if there was ever a rivalry, yeah, obviously the fans would instigate that because that's what fans like to do. Like, rep, yeah, like, right to, like, say, like, their favorite is the best and everything, that kind of thing.
You know, so, the vibes.
I think how you think that it was. Whiskey has been hot. Whiskey has been hot.
Uh-huh.
Then Davido came and was the hot shit to get at the point. So
at
it's
point.
Just, yeah. No, I mean, till now, but I'm just saying, like, when like, his whole stuff started, for a long time, he was like, the number one. I can't lie.
No, this is where I pause you.
When I mean number one, get my point. When I mean number one, I mean he was not giving us back to back.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah,
sir, yes,
even at the point, Wizkid went quiet. Can't
for real?
That. Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, with that, yeah, it's almost like, okay, Davido is the shit right now. Wizkid is still our star boy. You get? So, you just, the comparison just had to come. But I think it benefited, not that I think, actually benefited the video more. And yeah, I think he was now relishing on it. I can't lie, Dave Dory. Yeah, that's just my opinion, though. I might be wrong. Actually, I'm not wrong.
That's just look at his idiot. Look at his egotistic cat. Fam, I'm trying to tell you. I think the origin of this FCP, especially concerning whiskey, started. Like, you remember that time when Felix had that modeling P with the Nigerian jersey for 2018 World Cup?
Yeah.
Fam, when they gave Whiskey Nike, that Nike deal, that they made a couple jerseys for him, man, that's where Starboy FC, like, started, man.
Okay, I get that point. Okay, fair though.
Yeah.
But I mean, but you're talking about Starboy FC now, the old FC, I'm talking about the comparison. Comparison did not start that time. Started way before, kind of way before that.
For sure.
Yeah, okay, cool then.
For sure.
Yeah.
Guy, this is my own dilemma here. You said it goes way deeper, right?
Yeah.
I think I know how far it goes. Bro, some people actually mirror their personalities to this artist. Let me give you an example. You remember when we did the pod on Davido, where somebody said, Davido, if you just say Obio bad, Davido just give you house key.
I think it was a tweet, I guess.
There are certain types of people, like certain people literally see themselves in Davido. You know, that kind of over the top vibe. Confidence on 1,000, just on a rogue thing. You see me?
And yeah, hey.
Burna Boy also. The problem is, yes, it's between Whiskey and Davido, but then Burna Boy is this anomaly that is like a mixture of both. In terms of, in one side he minds his own business, in the other side he can cause wahala when he wants.
Yeah, you're right.
So when it comes, let's keep Burna Boy aside now. Burna Boy is the wild card. Let's just keep him aside. Let's focus on these two here. When I was talking about how people mirror their personalities, for me, I think Nigerians actually, they'll be like, come, okay, who am I? She I be Agbero? She I get Agbero tendencies? I just the chill. I just want to enjoy my life. Which one I be? Oh, my guy, based on that country. A lot of people on that OBO side just by osmosis. Can you guys get
stuff? So are you trying to see the base for us?
Today, everybody uttered what they want to say. If anybody gets missing here, we know who would by what they say. You said
okay,
the video is
no
what?
Problem. I said, are you trying to see? Answer my yes or no answer. I don't know why you are.
Look at this Higgy Yaga. You don't know how to speak English again, Abi. The guy said, you tried to say, well done.
Do you understand? See, okay, forget that.
I'm not educating myself in any way, shape, or form. We both know who the lawyer is here.
Are you?
Of course, I'm not trying to implicate that Obio is drugs. All I'm trying to say is the boy's energy transcends all over Nigeria. That's a fact.
Anybody who is a
Davido FC, you can tell that the guy is a hyper guy. Okay, no calm vibe, yeah? Nobody that is a calm guy, easy going, yeah? Will be a Davido FC. That I'm telling you how deep it goes in Nigeria. Most of them guys that are just calm and on the vibe. Okay, that Whiskey FC. This is a rough research. But guys, if you listen to this, if any of you that do, please let me know if this makes sense. I'll try and make sure we put this on YouTube so you guys can leave your comments. I'll try my best. We'll try, guys, but you know the vibes. You know what time it is. It's not easy, man. You know the vibes. But yeah, guys, so that's my conclusion on the FCP. That's why I think that it is people mirror their personalities on these guys, hence the fan club they choose to be under.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, before I ask you which FC you are, I'll leave that question for now. Yeah, one thing is that this is my problem with the whole mirroring like your personality with the artist. Now,
okay,
someone like David Jova,
yeah,
we know like he likes catching crews, as you said, like he's just if like personality is just, and I don't, like, from what we have seen, like, he's a good person, Abi. That way he has portrayed, like, helping people.
You know, the vibes, helping the masses.
Community, the masses, everything. Now, my problem with that is that people now forget that musically he's actually there.
True say.
You know that he's a good guy. Like, no, like, he's an artist. You want to hear his music that will actually speak for him. All those things are extras.
On God.
People now forget the music and just focus on his personality and actually hate that. So now they actually don't rate him.
That's actually true.
Yes, that's
wow.
I don't think those. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This guy actually good. I don't want to, because we're not talking about his album, but I'm just going to, like, talk a little about it.
Man, they turn them to shoot on sight.
He released an album.
They give them mine. Oh, God, I love him. I can't lie.
What I'm saying is, yeah, you see, he released an album. How many songs again? Is it like...
Don't even ask me anything.
Anyways, it was like, if I'm not mistaken, I was like 16, 18 around
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, for real?
Yeah.
Too much of Bobby Brown near him.
I hear that.
Yeah. Oh, God. So
what I'm trying to say is that now, people, okay, now, our experience now. When listening to someone, this is what Nigerian artists, our fees on Nigerian artists don't listen, don't release albums, because if their market was just Nigeria, like, excluding them, Davido, is because they're international artists right now.
Yeah,
okay, they have international fan base.
Yeah,
but ideally, they're not like Nigerian artists. Why do they release album? Because the crowd in Nigeria, Nigerians, let's put it like that,
yeah,
don't have patience to listen to a full body of work.
100%.
So. Now, so people like Davido, Wizkid, and whatever, as I said, they have international audience. They are signed to international labels.
Yep.
So now they've passed Nigeria, Africa right now.
Younger.
So, exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that, in essence, anyways, this guy's album was actually good, in my opinion. Yeah.
But guys, let me let you know.
People already have this thing about Davido that he's just vibes. How to explain it?
Oh, the prejudice. I feel you.
So before they even listen, they don't feel like anything meaningful per se. It's just going to be vibes. I'm not to explain it. It's just going to be vibes.
I feel you. No lyricism whatsoever. This is their thoughts coming into even listening to him.
I think that's just wrong, because this guy has proven himself over the years, man. Like, if you check this guy's discography, as he said, he delivers hits.
That's true. He delivers hits. Tunde, do you know who writes music in the Davido camp?
I know Paris does.
Okay.
So what are you trying to say?
Okay. Tunde, if you insinuate again, hey, better behave yourself. What do you mean? I asked you a question, you answered me. What is there? What are you trying to say?
Are you trying to say anything? Is it yes or no? Answer. You're not trying to say anything.
Somebody wants to get me to say. Guys, okay. If you don't hear from Rusi throughout this year on Sailors Podcast, guys, just message me. I'll let you know what happened. This boy is treading on eggshells right now. And he knows.
Question. What FC are you? I actually want to know.
Guys,
and I'll tell you that
you're
lying, because I know you're about to lie.
See, if you're listening to this, yeah, before I answer this, what do you think? What FC do you think I am? On God. What FC do you think I am? Me, I see myself. You see me, yeah? I have different versions of myself as is needed in the 21st century of social media. You need to be able to advocate yourself in different characters when it's needed. So me, ideally, as a, like, okay, let's put it like this. My personality is more of a Wizkid FC.
Cap.
Uru and Buba, idiot. Shut up. Come. Did you ask yourself the question? Catch this guy. Like,
I don't know. Captain,
shut the hell up, guy.
Guy. Okay, you know what? Let me
ask you. Do you know who you MCU you are? Naramali, idiot. I swear it. You see, you know the fly away. I'm flying. I just want the mileage you want. Guys, I swear this Tunde guy knows Naramali's discography, the whole team. So you can't even come and lie here. Talking about Cap. Turn that strike Cap. Guy, as I was saying,
Laila, continue.
My personality is that of Whiskey FC. But in time where I need to show the Mokpo, I mean, Jassini, Otemi Bella, I can get to the 30 million gang. You know,
nah, but he needs to be one FC now. So what I did get, you cannot have you.
God punish you. Did I answer you? Maybe I don't.
Cannot be a hybrid of both. Okay, now say with your chest now. What FC are you?
This guy, guys. If today gets missing, you've heard it more than three times. So guys, okay, no problem.
What are you saying? FC are you? I mean, which FC are you?
Whiskey FC.
Okay, no problem. Cap, do I hear you?
Today, we're loud. Slap. Today. Okay. Guys, let me tell you something. This boy has not seen me in how many years now? This boy has not seen me in almost 4 years.
Whiskey FC, they are calm. They are cool. You guys just... You know what? It's like...
I swear, today I'll catch you. What? No. No, P.
You need to get a 30 BG chain. Nah, but yeah, okay, cool. Whiskey FC, no problem.
This is my turn. What FC do you think we are?
Oh man, zero FC, man. I can't lie to you.
Guys, you see something, right? This boy is a fencer. You see? At least
you don't understand.
I can make a choice. This way here on this phone, on this pod, sorry guys, this idiot is the one that God was telling you, you are neither hot or cold, you are lukewarm. Therefore, we spit you out, where your shit. It's me, I tell you, Cap, I mean, why you want to sit on the fence? We're done.
No, it's not about the fence. Now, can I now land and explain myself?
If you like, don't land.
So basically, bro, I'm not any FC because me, I only look at their music. I don't look at their personalities. Do you understand? So I'm just looking at the music and I listen to good music and they both give me good music. So
I agree to that. I'm also of that opinion. I never said the video does not give us good music. I only said my personality is more aligned with Whiskey. And when time asks, I deliver. The Davido personality too, as you should be able to.
Sule.
Guy, wait. To every Davido FC, please. What the blinding heck is Sule?
That's what I'm saying. Like Davido's personality, like his vibes, man. he's just a cruise master. He's just enjoying.
Guy,
himself.
Cruise master. Obio? Alright, no problem. Today, do you have any last input on this topic? Because I think we've adequately covered the myth around Whiskey FC and Davido FC.
Okay, my last input.
A joke. Look at this way. Guys, just to let you know, yeah? Me and this idiot here, we are going to give you guys a series of Nigerian entertainment back to back.
We just finished
with the Whiskey and Davido FC here, guys. We are going to now dissect each and every blockbuster album from 2020. Today, can you give us the list?
We have Davido with A Better Time.
One.
Wizkid with Made in Lagos.
Two.
Burna Boy with Twice as Tall.
Three. Wow.
More quality. Spending the... what should I press now, actually?
God punish you. Don't act dumb now.
Tiwa Savage. Tiwa Savage. Yeah. Our Nigerian's first lead. That's the first lead that I recognized, to be fair.
Yep. No problem. Tiwa Savage, she also released a body of work.
Yeah,
right?
It's called Celia. Celia.
Celia. Okay.
Yeah, then Olamide Capri DM.
Guy, what in Jerusalem is that?
You know what? I think he actually explained it. That is the thing, but you don't listen.
See? Okay, you know what? let me not exhibit too much OBO again.
I'm just exposing you. This is
no, so, no P, no so. P. Guy, why the hell did he explain it? Guy, listen to that album.
I didn't say in any of the songs. I think in the, like, the, what do you call it? If you go to Apple, I don't know about Spotify, but if you go to Apple Music, yeah. Okay, I'm chatting it into the timeline.
Look at this old chick.
But you know what? Let's educate the viewers.
Okay.
So we can actually just Google it. Actually.
Yes, I'll definitely. You know what? That's your.
No, what I'm doing. I know I'm doing it now. Like, there's no.
Mad. Okay, what does that mean, please?
Carpe diem. I'm actually curious.
On God.
So it means it's here actually.
It looks like a blooming clothing line.
Used to urge someone to make the most of the present time and give little thoughts to the future. Wow, I hear that. Olamide.
Wow, Olamide Bader.
A king that thing.
Bader. Oh, Bader.
Nah, that's big.
Eh?
That's big. I actually like that song, though. That shit, look.
Guy. Wait, but we agree that Olamide is the president of slangs in Nigeria, right?
Yeah, I think he is. Is that your
who you were? First of all, sorry for the gods.
Just leave Olamide.
Bobo. Lagos boy.
And let's not. This is not for this episode. Remember, you're getting carried.
No, guys. See, also, what you call Olamide guy?
I hear you, Sha. Okay, so we said Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, Tiwa Savage.
Yep.
And you add one of
Olamide of you. Are you daft?
Olamide.
You are still missing one. That's five. We have one
Wizkid,
more. Six.
No, Wizkid, Davido,
uh-huh.
Burna Boy,
uh-huh.
Olamide,
uh-huh.
Tiwa Savage.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying now we have to add our boy.
Who?
Yeah, obviously, Fireboy. Yeah, so.
Guys, you see, it took me and this idiot almost 30 minutes to agree on something. Fireboy.
Oh, you know what? You leave it to the viewers to know which one to add, because that Fireboy, I'm not as confident.
Thunder strike you. You see, I just knew it. I knew this was fake. We're your shit. Get the hell out, guy. We are definitely talking about Fireboy.
Nah, we should
whatever
leave it to them.
Okay.
Nah, you to be fair.
Okay, because guy, wait. When the this boy released his album, Omale, it was definitely 2020 now.
Yeah, that was 2020. But
Omale
nah,
is added. I'm sorry. Seven. Yes. Number seven.
Nah, Omale cannot. Okay, cool. Leave
Omale. At least where you? What do you mean?
Cool, no problem. No problem. Let's leave. Let's leave
so,
like
guys, we have seven. Guys, we have seven albums to stretch out for you guys. Stay tuned. I promise it's going to be coming out back to back. Guys, I don't even know who you guys would like to hear first, man. To be fair, I don't even know. Guys, let us know, man. Today we discussed the essence of Wizkid FC and Davido FC, and we found
my
out
God.
Who...
That was you just made a punchline. So basically, on Wizkid's album, there's a song called Essence with him and Thames.
Okay.
And you just said the essence of Wizkid FC.
Oh.
So.
Thank you. This guy, shake your head, idiot, radio shit. I know they set me up. any.
I promise you, you did do FC. I'm sure the girls.
Oh God!
Because I've just been shouting as DJ. Like I've just.
God, I'm trying to get a point across. I'm trying to end this thing for the past how many minutes? Guys, please, sorry. So, God have mercy. But boy, it's spoil flow with me. She get. Anyhow. Guys, so we found out what FC I am and what FC this way is that sits on defense. And then we promised you guys back to back delivery of, you know, content. So guys, let us know, which one do you want to hear first? A review of Olamide's album? Tiwa Savage's album? Wait, Tiwa Savage or Tiwa Savage's? Come on, that one, no, anyhow. Olamide, Tiwa Savage, Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, Fireboy, or Omale? Guys, let us know, which album should we start with? Guys, please, let us know quickly, eh? Because if you take too long, then you know, we might have to put the level on autopilot and we'll just carry on without because I'm a oh no, you get 2021, no time. Too late, John. Feel me? Thank you guys, man. Today you have you want to tell them your lovely goodbyes. What do you want to say?
I want to say, guys, just wear your mask, please. Honestly.
Jesus, Lord.
No, there are on a very serious note.
Okay.
Corona is real. Please wear your mask. Maintain social distancing. Like we're not together.
Yes, that's true, but guys. Exactly. That's very true.
For maintaining social distancing.
Hey, mild man, dog bone. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, man. So yeah.
Mad. Yes, guys. That's totally correct, man. To be fair. This corona vibes is like, I can even tell you guys, like, it's hit personal too, man. It's hit a brother, man. And yeah, so on God, for real, you guys just do your best and leave the rest. That's what me I can say. It's Sailors Podcast, guys. It's me, your boy Deals with Runcie. You know the vibes. You know what time it is, guys. Come on now. Hey, have a lovely day, guys. And yeah, catch you in a jiffy. All right, safe, bro.
Peace.